This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for our space program to look ahead, all the way to Mars. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, America's space program will be back. And what better incentive than a manned mission to Mars? The 21st century is just around the corner, so let's reach for the heavens. Mars is more than just a planet. It's a goal that can advance our technology, expand our scientific knowledge, and lift the spirits of our people. Few projects have had such promise since John Kennedy launched the drive to put a man on the moon. Ted, we can't let the Challenger tragedy close down the new frontier of outer space. Let's learn from our mistakes and move ahead. But let's also make this a project for America. I don't believe we're ready to bring the Soviets in on a project with such major security implications as some liberals are now proposing.
Bob, I agree that Mars is an exciting goal for space exploration in the decades ahead. In fact, a commission appointed by President Reagan a year ago has recommended just that, a long-term space program with a goal of a manned base on Mars by the year 2025. At least you have the principle straight, Bob. I just wonder about your timing. We've got our hands full getting NASA off the ground and back into space at all. The report of the Rogers Commission on the Challenger tragedy found shocking lapses in NASA management that needed to be corrected, and that's our first priority. We also part company, Bob, when you rule out any cooperation with the Soviet Union. President Reagan's own commission put ideology aside and recommended such cooperation, partly to defray the vast cost. Enough Cold War rhetoric, Bob. You don't have to turn Star Wars into Mars Wars. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his irresponsible opposition to nutrition for the elderly. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.